Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Legislation should be introduced to place people under house arrest in cases where bail would otherwise be refused. That's according to a new report on the country's bail laws. It was compiled by Lorcan Staines, senior counsel. It was commissioned by the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, following his apology to the family of the late Shane O'Farrell. It also says a Gardaí who suspects a person has breached their bail should be able to arrest them without a warrant. And the maximum penalty for this event must be increased to 5 years. Dara Robinson is a solicitor and senior counsel. Dara, your reaction to this report, these recommendations by Lorcan Staines?
Morning, Shane. Well, morning. With my defence lawyer's hat on, I'd say a few things. Hard cases make bad law. Tightening up the bail laws means more people on remand. And we already have far too many people on remand in custody. Awaiting trial, the solution to that being speedy trials. Having said that, there's a few things in the Lorcan Staines report, as reported by the Irish Times, that you can't really have an issue with. It's been a thorn in everybody's side for a long time that there's no explicit power to arrest an individual without warrant for breach, for suspected breach of the bail laws.
Yeah,
and the process for getting somebody into court is cumbersome, slow, time-consuming, and completely inefficient. So you can't really complain about that. Putting people on bail with conditions obviously leads to the notion that there should be some means of supervising those conditions. And that obligation always falls on the Gardaí who have more than enough to be doing. You find, for example, that somebody will be required to sign on at the Garda station once a day. And then the next time they're back in court, they've signed on in 3 days of the last 28. So, you know, you go around in circles with this kind of thing. And really, the solutions are to get people on for trial as soon as possible without delay. And the delays in our system are a scandal.
OK, so you don't have a problem with that specific measure. It's too difficult at the moment to arrest someone who has breached their bail laws. Can I ask you about that idea that people who people should be placed under house arrest in cases where bail would otherwise be refused? What do you make of that?
Yeah, well, that's an interesting one. I mean, you do have in particular kinds of cases. Well, look, OK, first of all, it's far better to have somebody not in prison who is deemed to be innocent of the offence with which they are charged. That's the basic proposition. And if it comes down to house arrest as a last resort, then you could kind of live with it, and presumably the accused person could kind of live with it. But that would be a pretty extreme case. But you do get quite onerous packages of conditions, for example, where people are placed on curfews, people are required to sign on a couple of times a day, people are required not to go to certain places or not to associate with certain people, required to carry a mobile phone powered up 24/7. And in fact, there was provision in the 2006 Criminal Justice Act for electronic tagging, electronic ankle bracelets, like they have in other jurisdictions. That was never implemented. So, you know, we make great noises about this kind of stuff, but you always get back to the same proposition. The first one is that, you know, somebody shouldn't be in jail unless they're a convicted person, if at all possible. And secondly, somebody should get on for trial in fairness to everybody, in fairness to people who make complaints, and in fairness to accused people.
You make your points coming from a trained and skilled legal background. I have to put it to you that many people in the public who are not from a legal background don't agree with bail or think it's too liberally applied. What would you say to that?
Well, given that at any one time, from a report I read quite recently, you could have one in five of the prison population might be unconvicted, that's not good enough in a liberal democracy. You know, the general public, with the greatest of respect, are not terribly well informed about what goes on. And, you know, there is an eye for an eye sense out there that, that doesn't fly really with professional criminal lawyers, be they prosecution or defence. You know, the notion that somebody should be locked up and thrown away the key for what lawyers would see as really not, in the great scheme of things, terribly serious offences. You know, there's a kind of certain vengefulness in the general public that really doesn't sit easily with my liberal defence inclinations, much less my liberal democratic inclinations. And that's probably because we tend to get quite hysterical about issues of crime and criminal justice. I mean, note, for example, that this report is 14, 15 years later after Shane O'Farrell's death. If there was something terribly, terribly wrong with the system, it should have been addressed in 2011. There isn't actually much terribly, terribly wrong with the system. But we need to be rational about what goes on. I mean, we imprison far too many people as it is, and way too many of those are unconvicted.
Darragh Robinson, thank you indeed for talking to us. Darragh Robinson there, solicitor and senior counsel. Thank you for talking to News Talk.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.